Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're reading from Psalms 140 through 142 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in the midst of us, asking, Lord God, that you bless, heal, and deliver each and every one of us, Lord God, as we go forward in your name, Lord God. We ask that you move mightily, Lord God, that you step in front of, Lord, everything, Lord God, that is coming against us, Lord, and be a shield about us, Lord, and the lifter of our head, Lord. Surely, truly, you have been all of that and so much more. Oh, Lord God, we acknowledge you as the Lord and Savior of our lives. You are our help and our strength. You are our provision. Lord God, you are the one that our heart seeks after. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now. Everything that is not like you in us, purge us, Lord God, from all evil and every ancient evil that has come against our purpose and our destiny. Lead us, guide us, Lord God, anoint us, push us forward, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to be servants after your heart in all things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and those that do not know you, Lord God. God, overtake them with your mighty salvation and with your strong arm, oh God, in Jesus' name. Bless, Lord God, as we go forward in your word. Open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen, amen and amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God, and we thank him today, amen, because he continues to move on our behalf. He continues to bless us, to heal us, and to deliver us, amen, to remove things from our way, amen, so that we can be servants after his heart, servants after his will, amen, servants who are obedient. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, and servants, amen, always coming before him, amen, to gain more, just more of God, more faith, more understanding, more. Just more. Hallelujah. Amen. Anytime we're in a relationship that we love, amen, we want more. We want to understand them more. We want to know them better. We want to please them. Amen. And the same is true in this relationship with the Lord. We want to know him better. We want to know him more. We want to please him. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. We're reading today from Psalms 140 through 142. Deliver me, O God, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent. The poison of asp is under their lips, Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to make my steps stumble. The proud have hidden a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me, Selah. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked scheme, lest they be exalted, Selah. As for the head of those who surround me, let the evil of their lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire. Into the deep pit they shall rise not up again. Let not a slanderer be established in the earth. Let evil hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Amen. Glory to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
Do not incline my heart to do any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it, for still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judgments are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as one who plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set us on my right hand and see. For there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. I attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Amen. You have heard, amen, from Psalms 140 and through 142 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. May these prayers, amen, and these words resonate in our souls tonight, and all of us that are troubled, amen, by wickedness and by evil doers. May this prayer go forward into the ears of God Almighty in the name of Jesus, that he be our rescuer, that he be, excuse me, our refuge, that he be our hero. Amen. Be still and see the salvation of our God. Glory to God in the highest. He is our salvation. He is our hero. Amen. And this is an opportunity for him to show us exactly who he is. Yet another. Amen. The Lord shows us time again and again, but this is another. Amen. In Jesus' name, we give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. I hope and I do pray that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.